Very thankful this morning for the amazing grace that broke the shackles of sin in my life. I am thankful for the grace of God that is still working for all of us this morning in the difficulties and struggles and areas that the enemy would like to still bind up. That there is a grace that is sufficient to enable us to live victoriously. There is a grace that can enable us to overcome ourselves, and there is a grace that can enable you to overcome others. There's a grace that can enable us to live for the Lord and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. So I thank the Lord for that grace this morning. I'd like us to begin, the title I put on the board is Step Out. And I just ask a special interest in your prayers that the Spirit of God would take the message with the seed that's going to be sown this morning and that it would take root in all of our hearts individually, however the Spirit of God wants to do that. Like us to consider for a moment, and I know that you all are familiar with the story and much of the history of the children of Israel. They found themselves in Egypt. And as the children of Israel prospered in Egypt because of jealousy and envy and power plays, the king of Pharaoh enslaved the children of Israel. He made them work. He oppressed them. He made their lives, the scripture in Exodus 1 says that he made their lives bitter with hard bondage. And as you know, he did not stop by just enslaving them. He had their sons killed because he didn't want them to be powerful. So if someone had a son born, they were thrown into the Nile River and eaten by the crocodiles. Can you imagine living under those conditions? But it is so that in Exodus chapter 2, we'll pick up our reading. In Exodus chapter 2 in the 23rd verse, it said, it came to pass that in the process of time, the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, and with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel and had respect unto them. It is true that in every life, from a child that begins to grow up in the process of time, each and every one of us will find ourselves in the bondage of sin. We will find ourselves enslaved by our own passions. We'll find ourselves enslaved by the power of the world. We will find ourselves in captivity by the enemy. But it is also true that when we begin to recognize that I'm not free, I'm not really happy, I'm not really enjoying the best that I believe that God has for me, when we cry unto the Lord will hear our cry. You know that God heard the cry of the children of Israel. He heard their groanings. He heard their despair, and so God sent a man by the name of Moses. You know, that was one child that was put in a little basket that floated there on the side of the river in amongst the reeds that was taken by Pharaoh's daughter and raised as her own son. But this man, when he came to full age, he recognized that he would rather suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And God looked on that man by the name of Moses, and he led him, and he became a leader that he went to Pharaoh and he said, "Let my people go." Moses was a type of Christ. And it was through Moses, by the power of God, that the children of Israel were brought out of Egypt. You know, the good news is this morning for every individual that find themselves in a land of Egypt. If you find yourself in a place that you are in bondage to sin, and there may be a warring inside that I want to be free,
I do not like being under the control of what is controlling me. There is an answer in Jesus Christ this morning. But the children of Israel had to have a desire to step out of Egypt. If there is no desire to step out, there will be no deliverance. We must have a desire to step out and step away from the things that have bound us. When the children of Israel heeded the call of God, they packed their bags on that Passover night so many years ago, and they stayed up waiting for the word from God, it's time to go. And they ate that Passover feast ready to walk out their door. They had to have a desire to leave their homes. Do you know there is comfort in normalcy? Normalcy? There's comfort in that. There is comfort in the things that I'm familiar with, as wrong as it might be. There's a comfort there. Even in slavery and in bondage, you know, that's one of the reasons that sometimes when people leave prison, it's so difficult for them. Because they've been used to being told what to do. They've had their lives were structured. And all of those men, most of them would say, I don't want to be in bondage. I don't want to be in prison. But they get out of prison and they don't know where to turn. And they hardly know how to cope with life. And that's why there's halfway houses. Kind of a transition for someone still kind of looking over your shoulder and giving guidance, but you don't just have that full liberty. This morning we have to have a willingness to step away from our bondage. But if you are willing to step out from your bondage, there is a deliverer from sin this morning. There is one that can set you free from the things that have bound you. If you have a desire to be released today, God sent Moses. He brought the children out of Egypt, and there were obstacles because they had to leave Egypt. They had to leave their home. They had to leave some of the things that they had been used to. They had to leave their jobs, even if it was in slavery. They had to leave it, and they didn't know where it was going to take them. Do you know the Lord has a place that He wants to take all of us this morning? If you're not saved, the Lord wants to bring you out of Egypt today. If you are not saved, the Lord today wants you with your own mind and heart make a decision that, Lord, I'm going to step out today and I'm going to follow You. The Lord will do something miraculous for you in your life. Well, we find that they came to another obstacle, didn't they? They came to the Red Sea. We're on our way out. We're leaving Egypt, but they came to the Red Sea and they looked at that obstacle and they began to say, it would have just been better for us to have stayed in Egypt. It would have been better for us to have stayed enslaved because we don't know where to go and the Egyptians now, they're just going to kill us. Do you know that the enemy would like you to think this morning that if you follow the Lord, it's just going to get worse and you'll be in more bondage? That is a lie of the enemy. The Satan is the father of lies. If you will follow the Lord and choose to step out, the Lord will make a way for His people. There are too many things that people fear. I'm afraid to step out of my comfort zone. Now this morning, I trust that you're saved. But if you're not, the Lord wants you to step out. He doesn't want you to step out tomorrow. He wants you to step out this morning and say, Lord, I want to be free. I want to give my life to You and I'm going to take a step towards You. And when you do that, the power of God will become real in your life. And He can set you free. If you're saved this morning, it doesn't matter how long you've been saved. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is calling for us to step out. But what is it that prevents us from stepping out and following the Lord maybe more fully or to new places? Is not it fear sometimes? I don't know what's going to happen. If I step out, see, I know what to expect right where I'm at. But if I step out from where I am, I don't know what the future holds. And I don't know where all God's going to take me. This morning, you can trust the Lord. You can trust God, but you have to make the decision to step out. So you come to the Red Sea, and you remember what happened as they complained and they murmured and they were fearful. Because these were slaves. That was kind of the natural response. We don't know what to do. We haven't been making our own decisions for a long time. And now it looks like we're just going to die. We should have stayed slaves. And the Lord said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and I'm going to come through and I'm going to make a way for you. And they came, they stood there and the Lord parted the Red Sea and God worked a miracle and they stepped out on dry land. But do you know, even when the Lord parts the Red Sea and there's dry land ahead of you, do you have the courage to step out? Because the waves are all around you. I mean, the water's there. It's like, well, what if it crashes down around me? There still has to be a trust that I'm going to step out and I'm going to walk between the waters and I'm going to trust in God. God worked a miracle for them. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for how long? For 40 years. They wandered eating manna and quail. A condition that they weren't slaves anymore. You see, some people are still living in sin. They're in bondage. They're slaves to sin. The Lord wants you to step out. But what about after that? There are a lot of people, I am persuaded this morning, that are wandering in the wilderness. And they're not slaves. They can say, I am not living in Egypt. I'm not the person that I used to be. And we thank God for that. I'm not the man, I'm not the woman, I'm not the young person that I used to be. I'm not doing the same things. The Lord set me free. I'm not a slave anymore. But where are you? Wandering in the wilderness? Eating manna and quail? When there was a land 3 days' journey, there was a place that flowed with milk and honey. And yet, they wandered for 40 years because of their fear and their lack of faith in God. And the Lord said, I can't take you into this wonderful place that I've prepared until you are willing to follow me with all of your heart. The spies were sent out. And remember, the 12 spies came back and 10 of them, 10 of them said, it's a good land. It flows with milk and honey. It's a beautiful place. There's all kinds of crops and there's all kinds of fruits and vegetables and it would be a wonderful place, but there's giants over there. There's walled cities. What is it that's hindering us this morning from possessing all the land that God has for us? Is there something that's hindering you this morning from stepping out? You say, well, I'm not in Egypt. But if you're in the wilderness, the Lord wants you to step into Canaan land. If you're in the wilderness this morning, the Lord has something better for you. The scripture repeats over and over, behold, God said, I have set before you a land. Go in and possess it. And yet, people are wondering. I wonder how many. And I'm not just talking about the religious world, okay? Can I talk about amongst God's people that we know and love dearly? There are too many that are in the wilderness. They're not slaves anymore. They can say the Lord has done something for me. I stepped out in faith in answer to the call of God and I'm thankful I'm not in Egypt anymore. But they're not experiencing the fullness of the blessings of God. They go year after year, and it's drudgery. And yes, I'm not a slave anymore. And some would say, are you saved? It's yes, I'm saved, but there's no milk and honey. It's manna, and it's quail, and we're doing just what we can to survive and keep our head above water, so to speak. But we're in the wilderness. We're not really have a lot of joy and the peace. There's more peace than we had in Egypt, but we're just troubled. And it seems like those influences of the world and the power of sin is just right always around us. And we're consumed with trying to, I can't sin, and I can't do that, and I don't want to go back to slavery. And we never have this full experience of the blessings of God. The scripture says that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Are we experiencing that kingdom this morning? If we're not, the Lord is calling for us to step out from the wilderness. You do not have to stay in a condition this morning that you say, well, I'm not a slave anymore. But you're just wondering. It's like the spiritual purpose is not there. The time and the attention is focused on self. You know, when we're in the wilderness, we're focused on self. We're fighting defensively, always trying to not go back to Egypt. Just trying to do what I can to survive in the Lord. There is a place and a land this morning that is flowing with milk and honey. There is a spiritual experience this morning that you can begin to be a positive influence in the kingdom of God, and you can take the gospel out to people that need it. It's time that you can go and feed, but right now we're having to be fed. Now we're drinking just milk, and the Lord has some meat He wants to give to us. But we're wandering in the wilderness. Well, the children of Israel came to the Jordan River. We won't take the time. It's a very interesting passage. It's over in the third chapter of Joshua. But for the sake of time, I'll relate it. The children of Israel, 40 years later, do you know that most of them had died in the wilderness? Caleb and Joshua made it. But the others, because of unbelief, they wandered in the wilderness. What is that a type of? I dare say this morning there are people that are not slaves to sin that die in the wilderness. And that's sad. Because they never experienced in this life the blessings that they could have experienced. Saints, God has something better for us this morning if you're in a spiritual wilderness. He's got something better. So they came to the Jordan River, and the Lord told Moses, He said, for the priest to take the Ark of God and to step out into the Jordan River. Step out. God did not do what He did with the Red Sea. See, God parted the Red Sea. You stepped out of Egypt, just be still here. I'm going to make a way for you. But now, the Lord wanted them to begin to recognize you have a part to play here. I want you to obey me. And I want the priest to go out and step out into the river. And when the priests step out into the water, the waters dried up. The water stopped on one side, and there's a little bit of controversy historically how far the waters went back. But there are some of the commentators and historians that think it's possible that when the water stopped flowing in the Jordan River, that it backed up 17 miles. Can you imagine living along the riverbed? And the Jordan River was flooding at this time. It was during harvest. It was the time that the snows were melting from the mountains of Palestine and coming down into the Jordan River. So the banks were overflowing with water already. And when the priest, in obedience to God, stepped out into the water stopped, and the land became dry. And all that water there, it drained on down in the sea, and it was empty. The riverbed was empty of water. Can you imagine living down along the Jordan, and all of a sudden it dries up? It's what's going on. And then you start hearing the word. The people of God are crossing the Jordan. You think that put a fear in the enemies? You think that put a fear in people when the children of Israel were coming into our land and even the waters have stopped for them to cross? This morning the Lord wants us to step out into Jordan. If the Lord is calling you this morning, if you're in Egypt, He's calling you to leave out, step out of Egypt. If you're in the wilderness this morning, the Lord is calling for you to step out into the Jordan River. You don't know what's going to happen. It might mean leaving things that are familiar to you. It might mean leaving the religions and practices of your family. It might mean that I'm not going to be like the world anymore, and I'm ready to take a stand with the Lord in holiness and with His people. And there's uncertainty there, and there can be some trepidation there. But saints, when you step out in obedience to the voice of the Lord will open up the way for you. And they stepped over the Jordan, and all the children of Israel walked across that Jordan River on dry land. But it didn't part until they stepped out. Is there anyone here this morning, and I'm not done with the message yet, but is there anyone that you hear the voice of the Lord calling for you to step out? It's time this morning. I don't want to stay a slave in Egypt any longer. Maybe I've dabbled with the idea of leaving, and I've thought about it, and I've contemplated it, and I'm tired being enslaved, but I want to leave. Today's the day. This morning is the time the Lord is calling us, leave Egypt. If you have been in bondage, the Lord, if you will step out, He will meet you. If you've been in the wilderness and you're not on fire for God this morning, if you are not on fire for God, living in a land spiritually that flows with milk and honey, you are going to have to make the decision to say, I'm going to take the next step. I don't know where it's going to lead me, and I don't know what maybe all of this even entails, but I hear the voice of the Spirit calling me, and He's saying, come on. I don't want you to stay where you are. The Lord gives us time. He gave the children of Israel time, even in the wilderness. There were some camps that they stayed at for a year. They camped because God was wanting them to form and understand how to have a society again and how to have leaders and rules and guidelines. And He was bringing them out of His slavery, see? So now He was having to reteach them how to take care of themselves, so to speak. The Lord gives us time this morning, but there's a time the Lord says, I want you to come on now. It's time to leave the wilderness. It's time to quit wandering around year after year, camp meeting to camp meeting, and just not quite there and just wandering in the wilderness. Step out into Jordan. There's another beautiful passage of Scripture in Ezekiel in the 47th chapter to maintain the integrity of the message this morning of stepping out. The prophet Ezekiel in the 47th verse, in the 47th chapter rather, in the first verse, the Lord began to give him a vision. And he came to the house of God. And he saw water flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the eastward. And it was coming down from under the right side of the house, from under the altar. So imagine the tabernacle being on a hill and going in, and from under the altar, there was a fountain of water, and the water was flowing out from underneath that throne, running down the hill. And as it ran, it got deeper and deeper and wider and wider. He had a vision of what Zion was. Ezekiel had a vision of what the gospel dispensation. And it said, he came and he brought me out of the gate, and he led me by the way, and there ran waters on the right side, and a man that had a line in his hand. And Brother Harlan actually sent out an email talking about that plumb line that doesn't change this morning. If you didn't get it, ask for it. It's worth the read. But here is a man that had a plumb line, so to speak. It was a measuring stick. And he went out and he went down to the water, and he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me to the water, and the waters were to the ankles. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to his knees. And again, he measured 1,000, brought me through the waters to the loins. And afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, waters that could not be passed over. The analogy here is not from the Red Sea to Jordan to these waters. The analogy is step out. Here was the gospel that only flows from the throne of God. There were no feeder streams to this river. There is nothing that we can add to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. The truth is right here. There's nothing feeding into it from anywhere else. But as we follow the Lord in truth, do you know that the waters get deeper and deeper? So here we are. I've left Egypt and I've stepped into the waters of the Word of God. And he stepped out and it said he was to his ankles. He had a measuring stick. How deep are you this morning in the Lord? And I can just hear him saying, you know what? You've been playing in ankle deep water for a while. I want you to step out. Get a little bit deeper in the things of God. And so he stepped out and pretty soon it was up to his knees and then it was up to his waist. You know when the water's up to your waist, you're half hidden. It's very clear. They're immersed in the gospel. They're following the Lord. But there comes a point when you get into deep waters. You've heard the expression sink or swim. These are waters to swim in. And I'm wondering this morning spiritually, if we are not sometimes on the shoreline of the things of God, ankle deep, knee deep, we're serving the Lord. And the Lord's saying, I want you to get out to where you can just place yourself fully in the control of the stream and river of God. Because as long as you're on the ground, you've got some control, don't you? See, I'm not in Egypt anymore. I'm not in Egypt, but now I've come to what the Lord, the rivers of life that God has provided, and too many people are staying along the shore. And the Lord's saying, I want you to step out. This morning, is there anybody here that in your love for God, you hear the Spirit saying, you know what, you need to come out a little bit deeper now. When it's obstacles, the Lord will open the way for you. He'll part the Red Seas. When you step out over Jordan, He'll open the way into that land of the infilling of the Holy Spirit where there are giants and there are walled cities. But the difference is there is victory to conquer the giants. We still have battles. We still have self to contend with. But now we are moving forward day by day, possessing the land. But when we come to the river of God, and we take the measuring stick of His Word. So a newborn Christian, you don't expect a lot out of him. But don't your expectations of someone newly saved different than someone that's been saved a long time? There's a time to grow up, saints. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I want you to step out now. You've been ankle deep. It's time to get knee deep. And if you're knee deep this morning, it's time to get waist deep. You say, I'm really in it now. And I feel the current of the power of God. And it moves me. I feel the tide of the Lord, of the Spirit. The Lord's saying, I want some people that'll go deeper. The Lord is looking for some people to work for Him. He's looking for people to make some more sacrifices. We're going to have to get in those waters and swim. That, Lord, it's only in faith because my feet are not on the ground. But I've cast myself out, as the songwriter said, what does it say? Into the infinite tide of His will. I've just cast myself out recklessly. It's not reckless, folks, but do you know what it means that I'm taking my hands off? I'm not on the ground anymore because I stepped out one step further and now I'm in waters that I could only swim in. This morning, the Lord's calling. Do you remember in the book of Matthew in the 14th chapter, 22nd verse, where the disciples were in the boat and there was a great storm? And Jesus came walking on the water. It was dark. It was scary out there. They were in the middle of a storm, and if the boat sinks, I mean, you're gone. And they were fearful and they looked out and they said, is it a spirit? You know, what is this we're seeing? I don't quite understand it.
You remember what Peter did? He cried out, and I love Peter. Bless his brash heart. He looked out there looked over the waters, and he said, Lord, is that you? He said, if it's you, is it a spirit or is it Jesus? And sometimes we're confused, aren't we? I feel something pulling. Is this the Lord or is this just me? He said, Lord, he said, if it's you, he said, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. Lord, if this is you talking to me this morning, I need to hear your voice. I want to feel that tug in my heart. If you're calling me, Lord, is it you? And the Lord said, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat. And what did he do? He walked on water. Peter, if he would not have stepped out, he would have never experienced the power of God that enabled him to walk on water. This morning, I believe the Lord is calling for some more people to step out of the boat. Step out. Lord, if it's you, I'm willing to listen this morning. And I'm willing to step out. And you know the story that Peter, as got out, he was walking on the water, he began to look at the things around him, the waves and the wind blowing, and he got fearful. And remember, he started to sink. And he cried out. And the scripture says, and I love this passage, it said, immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and he lifted him up. I've been so many times in my saved experience, not just when he saved me from sin, but in years of serving the Lord, that I started to sink and I cried out and said, Lord, help me. And I felt the hand of God lift me up. Do you know what that story tells us today? Is that in walking on water, it showed the power of God, and in Peter sinking, it showed the frailty, how frail he was and how much he needed the Lord. This morning, the Lord is calling. So where are you? Where are we? You know, it's not for me to examine anybody's life except my own. But this morning, if you are in Egypt, I would that you know that today the Lord would like to deliver you from the power of sin. If you have sin in your life this morning, and there are things that you are doing that you know are not right, and you would like to be set free, if you will step out today, the Lord will deliver you from the power of sin. If you this morning are saved, but you are in the wilderness, you're not a slave anymore, but it seems like you've just been wandering the same ground year after year, the Lord wants you to step into the River Jordan this morning and say, Lord, I know I need more than what I have. I want to be in Canaan land. I want to be in a place that I can experience the fullness of God, but it's up to you this morning. No one's going to come and force you to come pray. God's not going to do it. But if you hear His voice, He's saying, step out. And if you will take that move to the Lord, He will open up the way and allow you entrance into Canaan land. And for all of us this morning, you might be in Canaan land, but you might be just ankle deep or knee deep in the things of God. And the Lord's saying, I want you to draw closer to me. I want you to invest yourself more fully than what you have done. Are you willing to step out this morning and say, Lord, I want to give you my whole life. And I want to get closer to you. And I don't want to just stay knee deep. And I know when you're waist deep, it feels like you're really going somewhere. But I'll tell you, the moment you feel your feet not touching bottom anymore, I'm going to have to start swimming. The Lord wants us
to fling ourselves out in His infinite will this morning and say, I'm going to step out in the deep end and I want to swim in the deep things of God. Would you stand this morning? Let's stand and sing a song. And if you hear, you can go ahead and stand. If you hear the voice of the Lord calling you this morning, today is the day that the Spirit is saying, step out. Amen.